But down at Dan McDavitt's, on the corner of the street, there was to be a prize fight, and both parties were to meet. To make all the arrangements, make sure everything was right, McCluskey and the Negro were to have a finish fight. Now the rules was London prize ring, and McCluskey said he'd try. Beat the Negro with one punch, or in the ring he'd die. And the odds was on McCluskey, the betting it was small. 10-1 McCluskey and the Negro not at all. Thrown down McCluskey was to be the battle cry. Thrown down McCluskey, you can lick him if you try, and future generations in wonder and delight will read in history's pages of the great McCluskey fight. The fighters were to start him at a quarter after eight, and the Negro didn't show up, and the hour was getting late. He sent around a messenger who then went on to say that the Irish crowd was jumping and he wouldn't get fair play. Then up stepped Beep a crackin' and he says that he would fight, stand up or rough and tumble if McCluskey didn't bite. McCluskey says, I'll go use, the seconds got in place, and the fighters started in to decorate each other's face. Thrown down McCluskey was to be the battle cry. Thrown down McCluskey, you can lick him if you try, and future generations in wonder and delight will read in history's pages of the great McCluskey fight. Now they fought like two hyenas to the 42nd round. They scattered blood enough around, begot to paint the town. McCluskey got a mouthful of poor McCracken's jowl. And McCracken hollered more, and the seconds hollered foul. And the friends of both the fighters that instant started in, they aid and bade each other, the whole party did begin. I couldn't tell the difference in the fighters if you tried. McCracken lost an upper lip, McCluskey lost an eye. Thrown down McCluskey was to be the battle cry. Thrown down McCluskey, you can lick him if you try, and future generations in wonder and delight will read in history's pages of the great McCluskey fight.